Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening this morning. So on today's show, I have a returning guest, and I do have to say, very dear to my heart, also a good friend. I have Joanna Van Tine. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
Fantastic. You?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy you're here today. And for those of you that may be listening for the first time, Joanna Van Tine is from NAMI NEPA. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And the NEPA part is the Northeast PA, right?
That's right.
and Joanna has a very amazing role. She's a facilitator, educator, and advocate for NAMI NEPA, right?
Correct.
And you've been doing this for a while, right?
Yes, we're going on the 3-year mark.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's probably when I just went into this position 3 years ago, and that's how we met, through a system of care meeting.
System of care.
Right?
Yes.
That's where we go back. And I asked Joanna to be on the show today because this coming week, October 4th through the 9th, is Mental Health Awareness Week. And Joanna is truly an advocate for individuals with mental illness. We talk all the time, and she does amazing work for Wayne and Pike County. So I'm not going to forget, but thank you for everything that you do for our community.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah, you are. You are. Sometimes we call you a one-man show, although I know you do have a lot of support from your other coworkers from NAMI itself.
I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Strong group.
Right. And so that's what I'm here to talk about is, mental health awareness. I know they have this 1 week set aside, but it's a year-round job. Mission, I should say, is to increase the awareness, correct?
Absolutely. Never stops.
So can you share with us, what falls under that definition of mental illness?
As far as diagnoses?
Yeah, diagnosis. Or
it could be anything.
Right.
You're talking depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, eating disorders. People don't realize, some of the most common ones.
Right.
Are being experienced right now, especially due to the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
With all the isolation, we're seeing a lot of anxiety and depression, for example.
And one of your goals, I know, is we were at an event not too long ago, our suicide prevention walk, and your shirt said stigma free. Because we really want to break that barrier, right?
We have to. Mm-hmm. We have to. More and more people are coming forward and telling us their stories and what they are diagnosed with or what they're feeling. Ever since COVID, we're hearing more and more about depression and anxiety, and it stigma-free is important. It's so that people could come out and talk about it
right. Without
feeling ostracized and feeling different. We don't want people feeling different.
Right. Because mental illness doesn't pick any one particular person.
No.
It can happen to anyone.
Exactly.
I mean, individuals, at any age.
It doesn't discriminate
right. At
all.
Right.
It could be at any age, any gender, either gender.
Right.
So.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
And so your role, again, this week, we want to definitely bring awareness, but all the time, NAMI NEPA has many, many programs out there to help individuals, correct?
Yes, we do. And everything NAMI NEPA offers is for free.
And that's so important.
We don't charge anything. We educate the community. We teach classes. I personally teach the family-to-family class, which is a 6-week course. I teach the youth mental health first aid. I also do the family and friends, which is a 90-minute seminar that's an overview of the family-to-family course.
So when someone, takes that youth mental first aid training or the family and friends, program, what do they learn?
Oh, it's such a insightful course. It really teaches you how to recognize the signs and symptoms first and foremost. And then it teaches you how to handle yourself with that loved one. And then we talk about a lot about self-care.
Because you know, the saying goes, if you can't care for yourself, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others, right? It's the truth,
yes. You have to take care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important. So talk to me about the support groups that are out there.
Wow, have we expanded.
I know. So when I
first came on, I was just starting the mental health support group for family members in Wayne County. So now we have a mental health support group for family members in Pike County, which is in Lords Valley, twice a month. I'm excited about that because we kicked that off in May during Mental Health Awareness Month. But 2 months later, we opened one up bilingual in Monroe County twice a month. So we've expanded to those two counties as well. But now we have something even more special called Connections, which are support groups for just that individual who has the mental health diagnoses. No family members are allowed. And we offer that at the Pike County Training Facility once a month for Wayne Pike. And we have one in Lackawanna County as well at the Albright Library twice a month. And in Monroe County, we're offering it bilingual twice a month as well.
Oh, wow.
That's called Connections.
Okay.
Right.
Right. And before I forget, if someone's listening and they have to jump off, where can they find additional information about these groups? We're going to talk more, but do you have a website, phone number?
We do. I just failed to mention one more group that was really important.
Okay.
Because we have a daytime meeting going on now, too.
Right.
This daytime support group is being held at our psych rehab drop-in center, which is right here in Honesdale. That's going to be offered twice a month as well. And to get more information, you just call our office at 570-342-1047, or you could look us up on naminepa.org. And we're also on social media, Facebook and Instagram as well.
Great, great. And we're going to list that when we post this show on our website at WNH.org. You're welcome. I'm a big supporter of you. I think you are doing
this.
Yes,
you are. Without
amazing
your support, I couldn't do this stuff.
So, you know, any recommendations out there on who should come to these groups? Who should reach out to you?
Anyone who's struggling, first and foremost. But you know what? That struggle doesn't just have to be the person with the mental health issue. It could be family members. It could be friends. It could be anyone of any age that wants to help that person or help themselves.
Right.
And, you know?
And because, you know, mental illness could be, you know, in someone's life forever, could be a lifetime diagnosis, but it could also be temporarily, like you said, due to COVID. COVID brought out a lot of anxiety, and depression in many, many people, correct?
Right. And a lot of people aren't officially diagnosed where they might have a, you know, written note from a doctor. It might not be on paper, but they know they feel it and they experience it. And like you said, mental health, it's just so, it's wide ranged. And as far as who can help, anyone can help another person, whether it be a teacher, a coach, a guidance counselor, a parent, a sister, a brother, a friend, anyone. So these courses that I teach pertains to anyone. That youth mental health first aid course is phenomenal for anyone who deals with youth.
Right.
It's very insightful.
You can go out. So if we have a coach listening for a sports team or you know, a youth group minister or someone involved with youth groups, that may be a perfect opportunity for someone to take this course, correct?
The youth mental health first aid? Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It's an 8-hour course, but it's worth it.
Right, right. And you're one of the educators, right?
I am. I teach alongside another woman. But it is 8 hours, 2 10-minute breaks with a half-hour lunch, but it's great.
Right, and it goes fast.
And we play out a lot of scenarios, too, so it gives them practice on, you know, what they might be expecting and allows them some experience on how to handle it should they be posed with that kind of scenario.
Right, and you know, maybe, you know, I feel that our school districts try to bring as much training in for their staff and their administrative staff, you know, that have to work with the children every single day. So this may be a program if, you know, the schools wanted, you know, education, that's something you can bring into them, correct?
Of course, even to parents, if the PTAs are interested, if the churches are interested, for their Sunday school, you know, teachers, anyone that deals with youth, and the family and friends program as well. I mean, you can never get enough education, right, in my opinion. I mean, the more educated you are, the better you're able to help the right person.
And that family and friends, the overview is only a 90-minute
program. It's only 90 minutes. And again, it's just a condensed version of what the family to family is going to be all about. Mm-hmm. So if they really like it and they think, oh, that's something that might be for me, we're going to be teaching family to family very soon. We just haven't set the date yet.
Right. But we'll get that out there for you.
Thank you. And we appreciate that. Just know, Carol, we offer these classes via Zoom as well. So if the group wants to get together and they don't want to do it in person because they're worried, mm-hmm, about the upticks with the numbers, we could do it virtually as well. So we did a hybrid once before, and it worked out very well for us.
Oh, great. Great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and like you said, the one thing nice about it, there's two of you teaching the programs.
Yes, always.
And you always have two facilitators.
Always two facilitators at the support groups. Yes. We're always in teams of two.
Correct. Correct. Do you give out resources to individuals too?
All the time. When you come to a support group, you'll find a table in the back. That's all it is all resources from the county for all the different agencies. So there's a variety of agencies throughout the county. We have resources to show it, mm-hmm, and provide for our participants. So they might walk up to something and say, oh, look, something from the Department of Aging, or, oh, wow, the food pantry. I didn't know Wayne County had one, or whatever their county has available. I get the resources and spread them out on a table for people,
yes,
to look for.
And that is wonderful because, individuals, like we said, with mental illness may be working, but finding a hard time making ends meet with food so they can go to the food pantry.
That's right.
You know, and again, it's not on any age level. So you may have someone who's a senior and retired, mm-hmm, that maybe can utilize the services that the aging provides. Right.
And that's why I like to provide all the services that the counties have to offer. Mm-hmm. So they know, yes, this is a mental health support group, but our county has a lot more to offer. And as far as NAMI, I put a lot of NAMI resources out there too. Pamphlets and brochures about the different mental health diagnoses that are out there. Mm-hmm. So if they want to know about, oh, my son has bipolar, what's that all about? They could pick up a brochure, read about it, and if they had any questions. And the other thing I like about group is group wisdom. When you talk amongst each other, right, who finds out about what doctor and their opinion about that doctor or certain medications, you know, it's... You know, where do you go? Where do I go? Where does your daughter go? They talk about everything.
Right.
You know,
right,
what they're, it's about lived experiences. Mm-hmm. That's what, mm-hmm, support group is all about. Whether it's for the individual going to support group for their mental illness or it's for the family member, it's about lived experiences. And that's what we talk about.
Right. And coping.
And coping.
You know, many people just need that support and know that they're not alone.
Absolutely. There's so many people that have formed so many nice friendships, mm-hmm, out of this where I see they exchange phone numbers at the end or they'll start coming to group together. Mm-hmm. It's very nice because when we can't meet in person, let's say we're on one of the off weeks, they have at least each other. Like you said, they're not alone anymore. Right. They have someone to talk to and call.
Right, right. And exactly. And that's what the whole purpose of those groups are, is support.
Yes.
And to really help individuals through that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Any last, there's any events coming up for mental health awareness?
Not until October 30th. We're going to be having a run or walk, I should say, at the Lackawanna County Courthouse Square there. We're teaming up and collaborating with the 5 Kate Foundation. So that's going to be considered part of our NAMI walk. It starts at 9 a.m. on the 30th of October, if anyone would like to join us.
Okay. But you'll have probably more information on your website about that,
It's
right?
coming up, yep.
As it absolutely comes on and stuff like that.
Yes.
So can you, go ahead.
Look for the lighthouse in Wayne County to be lit up in green.
That's
thanks
right.
Thanks to the Wayne County people.
Right. Starting, for 2 weeks, I think you were
He's going
to
do it for 1 week.
Okay.
And also check out Black and Brass Coffee Shop because Travis Rivera will be selling our stigma-free coffee the whole week of the first week of October to promote Mental Health Awareness Week.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I have to say, it is a delightful coffee.
Thank you.
I do like that.
It's a good blend, isn't it?
It is a great blend. So again, you know, when you are driving down Church Street or even Court Street across, past the Wayne County Courthouse, You will see it lit up in green, and just know that it is just to bring awareness to mental health. And again, we say mental health because help is out there for individuals.
Yes. Finally.
Right. Finally. And like I said, thank you for everything you have brought to Wayne and Pike
County. Thank you, Carol.
Monroe County. I know one of your goals is Susquehanna
County. It is. We're getting there.
You are hitting all of the Northeast, aren't you?
We'll get there.
Yes, yes. And anyone who maybe want to volunteer, they can also reach out to you, correct?
Absolutely. Just call the office or email us at the email address that I gave you, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Well, Joanna, you know, 15 minutes goes by very fast, and we know we could talk for hours.
For sure.
Yes. So thank you very much for being on the
show. Thank you for having
today.
Me again.
You're welcome.
All right.
Again, this is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.